Chapter 73, The Higher Man. Segment 1. When I came to men for the first time, then did I commit the anchorite folly, the great folly. I appeared on the marketplace. And when I spoke to all, I spoke to none. In the evening, however, rope dancers were my companions and corpses, and I myself almost a corpse. With the new morning, however, there came to me a new truth. Then did I learn to say, of what account to me are marketplace and populous noise and long populous ears? You higher men, learn this from me. On the marketplace, no one believes in higher men. But if you will speak there, very well. The populace, however, blinks, we are all equal. You higher men, so blinks the populace, there are no higher men. We are all equal. Man is man before God. We are all equal. Before God. Now, however, this God has died. Before the populace, however, we will not be equal. You higher men, away from the marketplace. Segment 2. Before God. Now, however, this God has died. You higher men, this God was your greatest danger. Only since he lay in the grave have you again risen. Now only comes the great noontide. Now only does the higher man become master. Have you understood this word, O my brethren? You are frightened. Do your hearts turn giddy? Does the abyss here yawn for you? Does the hellhound here yelp at you? Well, take heart, you higher men. Now only travails the mountain of the human future. God has died. Now do we desire the Superman to live. Segment 3. The most careful ask today, how is man to be maintained? Zarathustra, however, asks, as the first and only one, how is man to be surpassed? The Superman I have at heart. That is the first and only thing to me, and not man. Not the neighbor, not the poorest, not the sorriest, not the best. Oh, my brethren, what I can love in man is that he is an overgoing and a downgoing. And also in you there is much that makes me love and hope. In that you have despised, you higher men, that makes me hope. For the great despisers are the great reverers. In that you have despaired, there is much to honor. For you have not learned to submit yourself. You have not learned petty policy. For today have the petty people become master. They all preach submission and humility and policy and diligence and consideration and the long etc. of petty virtues. Whatever is of the effeminate type, whatever originates from the servile type, and especially the populous mismatch, that wishes now to be master of all human destiny. Oh, disgust, disgust, disgust. That asks and asks and never tires. How is man to maintain himself best, longest, most pleasantly? Thereby are they masters of today. These masters of today, surpass them, O my brethren, these petty people. They are the Superman's greatest danger. Surpass, you higher men, the petty virtues, the petty policy, the sand-grain considerateness, the anthill trumpery, the pitiable comfortableness, the happiness of the greatest number, and rather despair than submit yourself. And verily I love you, because you know not today how to live, you higher men, for thus do you live best. Segment 4. Have you courage, O my brethren? Are you stout-hearted? Not the courage before witnesses, but anchorite and eagle courage, which not even a god any longer beholds. Cold souls, mules, the blind and the drunken, I do not call stout-hearted. He has heart who knows fear, but vanquishes it, who sees the abyss, but with pride. He who sees the abyss, but with eagle eyes. He who with eagle's talons grasps the abyss, he has courage. Segment 5. Man is evil. So said to me for consolation all the wisest ones. Ah, if only it still be true today. For the evil is man's best force. Man must become better and eviler, so do I teach. The evilest is necessary for the Superman's best. It may have been well for the preacher of the petty people to suffer and be burdened by men's sins. I, however, rejoice in great sin as my great consolation. Such things, however, are not said for long ears. For every word also is not suited for every mouth. These are fine, faraway things. At them, sheep's claws shall not grasp. Segment 6. You higher men, think you that I am here to put right what you have put wrong, or that I wished henceforth to make snugger couches for you sufferers, or show you restless, miswandering, misclimbing ones new and easier footpaths? Nay, nay, three times nay. Always more, always better ones of your type shall succumb, for you shall always have it worse and harder. Thus only grow men aloft to the height where the lightning strikes and shatters him, high enough for the lightning. Towards the few, the long, the remote go forth my soul and my seeking. Of what account to me are your many little short miseries? You do not yet suffer enough for me, for you suffer from yourselves. You have not yet suffered from man. You would lie if you spoke otherwise. None of you suffers from what I have suffered. Segment 7. It is not enough for me that the lightning no longer does harm. I do not wish to conduct it away. It shall learn to work for me. My wisdom has accumulated long, like a cloud. It becomes stiller and darker. So does all wisdom, which shall one day bear lightnings. To these men of today will I not be light, nor be called light. Them will I blind. Lightning in my wisdom, put out their eyes. Segment 8. Do not will anything beyond your power. There is a bad falseness in those who will beyond their power, especially when they will great things. For they awaken distrust in great things, these subtle false coiners and stage players, until at last they are false towards themselves, squint-eyed, whited cankers, glossed over with strong words, parade virtues, and brilliant false deeds. Take good care there, you higher men, for nothing is more precious to me and rare than honesty. Is this today not that of the populace? The populace, however, knows not what is great and what is small, what is straight and what is honest. It is innocently crooked. It ever lies. Segment 9. Have a good distrust today, you higher men, you open-hearted ones, and keep your reason secret, for this today is that of the populace. What the populace once learned to believe without reasons, who could refute it to them by means of reason? And on the marketplace, one convinces with gestures. But reasons make the populace distrustful. And when truth has once triumphed there, then ask yourselves with good distrust, what strong error has fought for it? Be on your guard also against the learned. They hate you because they are unproductive. They have cold, withered eyes before which every bird is unplumed. Such persons vaunt about not lying. But inability to lie is still far from being love to truth. Be on your guard. Freedom from fever is still far from being knowledge. Refrigerated spirits I do not believe in. He who cannot lie does not know what truth is. Segment 10. If you would go up high, then use your own legs. Do not get yourselves carried aloft. Do not seat yourself on other people's backs and heads. You have mounted, however, on horseback. You now ride briskly up to your goal. Well, my friend, but your lame foot is also with you on horseback. When you reach your goal, when you alight from your horse, precisely on your height, you higher man, then you will stumble. Segment 11. You creating ones, you higher men. One is only pregnant with one's own child. Do not let yourselves be imposed upon or put upon. Who then is your neighbor? Even if you act for your neighbor, you still do not create for him. Unlearn, I pray you, this for you creating ones. Your very virtue wishes you to have not to do with for, and on account of, and because. Against these false little words shall you stop your ears. For one's neighbor is the virtue only of the petty people. There it is said, like and like, and hand washes hand. They have neither the right nor the power for your self-seeking. In your self-seeking, you creating ones, there is the foresight and foreseeing of the pregnant. But no one's eyes has yet seen, namely the fruit. This shelters and saves and nourishes your entire love. Where your entire love is, namely with your child, there is also your entire virtue. Your work, your will, is your neighbor. Let no false values impose upon you. Segment 12. You creating ones, you hire men. Whoever has to give birth is sick. Whoever has given birth, however, is unclean. Ask women. One gives birth not because it gives pleasure. The pain makes hens and poets cackle. You creating ones, in you there is much uncleanliness. That is because you have had to be mothers, a new child. Oh, how much new filth has also come into the world. Go apart. He who has given birth shall wash his soul. Segment 13. Be not virtuous beyond your powers, and seek nothing from yourselves opposed to probability. Walk in the footsteps in which your father's virtue has already walked. How would you rise high if your father's will should not rise with you? He, however, who would be a firstling, let him take care lest he also become a lastling. And where the vices of your fathers are, there should you not set up as saints. He whose fathers were inclined for women, and for strong wine and flesh of wild boar swine, what would it be if he demanded chastity of himself? A folly would it be. Much verily, does it seem to me for such a one, if he should be the husband of one or two or of three women? And if he founded monasteries and inscribed over their portals the way to holiness, I should still say, what good is it? It is a new folly. He has founded for himself a penance house and refuge house. Much good may it do. But I do not believe in it. In solitude, there grows what anyone brings into it, also the brute in one's nature. Thus is solitude inadvisable to many. Has there ever been anything filthier on earth than the saints of the wilderness? Around them was not only the devil loose, but also the swine.